Good Day program at 7 past the hour. Heather Bachman is here with Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli, Rich McFadden, and me to spew information, fun, and philosophy. Nothing travels faster than the speed of light, with the possible exception of bad news. Have you noticed that? I was trying to find some good news on the plane when I was on my way out here yesterday, and I have found it. You know, I used to be able to start many of the hours of the program. We have this little good news jingle, yada, yada, yada. And it is increasingly hard to find unique, fun stories, good things. They're happening, but it's hard to find them. Harder.
Isn't that sad? It's so easy to find, like, tragedy everywhere.
Horrible stuff.
And drama.
Yeah, people are talking about the fellow who found the $70,000 in his bank account. That story, by the way, is at DougStephan.com. Wasn't his. He spent it. So now he's sort of in a jam.
Oopsie.
And last night on American Idol, the winner was Phil Phillips. But then there's a lot of talk today on the various sites about Ace Young coming on stage and proposing to his former girlfriend, now soon-to-be wife. I guess she still is his girlfriend, though, right? Deanna DeGarmo. She, of course, said, "Oh, yes!" And what was the name of the jewelry company? Everybody, Ed Webb. Right? I heard it once, and it stayed in my mind.
Yeah.
Right? Ed Webb.
Great. He got down on one knee. He opened up the box, and he said, "Diana."
Yeah.
"With a little help from Ed Webb Jewelers, I'd like to ask you." But he did a good job. I mean, it was totally set up. You know she knew about it.
Yeah.
You know she was expecting it. But he still got her to cry and fall down into a mush.
I would have said, "Ace, with a little help from Match.com, no."
And my wife,
eHarmony.com.
My wife couldn't get over his hair.
Really?
And just how stupid his hair looked. He's got, like, really long hair now. When he was on the show, he was almost like buzz cut, right, Jen? He was really short, right?
He's always had that crazy hair, I think.
Really?
If I remember right, yeah.
Okay. All right, so speaking of the bank caper, a woman went to a bank to get a check cashed, and she didn't have an account with the bank. The teller asked for identification. The woman showed her several charge cards, her Social Security card and a library card. The teller said she needed a driver's license. The woman said she didn't have a driver's license. "Don't you have anything with your picture on it?" the teller asked. "Oh, sure," she said. She flipped to a family photo in a wallet. "That's me in the back row."
I said so.
Right, exactly. I always love those things. We have Phil Lempert, our supermarket guru, who's in the Better Living box next to Roberta. You think Roberta gets out? No, she's in that little box at DougStephan.com with her Queen of Cheap Information. And locked up next to her is Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru. Yes. Well, they're next to each other.
Here's some good news, Doug.
Yeah, Rich.
Apparently, they think that they have found, over the course of years searching for Bigfoot, they think that they have found hair samples from Bigfoot.
Really?
And Oxford University is going, and the Lausanne Museum of Zoology are going to do DNA tests to see if it really is the mythical ape creature.
Right. That's very
good. That's cool. What are they comparing it to?
That's just it. It's not a gorilla. It's not a human. It must be
Bigfoot.
Bigfoot.
Da-da-da-da. Tony's listening in El Paso to KTSM. Hi, Tony. Welcome to Good Day. Hello, Tony.
Finishing your breakfast, Tony?
Tony.
No. Oh, God, I'm right. Sorry about that. God, I got busy. My apologies.
All right, Tony. Short naps. We like those short naps.
That's great.
I just want to make a comment on the guy with the $70,000 placed in his bank account.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And it strikes me that Wells Fargo would have to share some of that blame. Because the guy would have to have written a check, you know. Or
finders, keepers, losers, weepers.
Yeah,
exactly. I mean, it's that gifted horse thing, you know?
Well, you know what it is? It's another sign of what big banks don't do, and that's paying attention to what's going on. That's why I would never go to a big bank in this circumstance. A perfect example. They lost sight. They lost control. They're out to lunch, and this is the perfect example of it. All right. Thank you, Tony. 800-510-8255. Did you know that all whey protein powders are not equal? Fresh liquid whey, been used for a long time to restore health and well-being to the people who are sick and those who have gone offshore to some of these places where they give you a shot and it's supposed to be the fountain of youth. It'll change everything about your life. You will no longer age. That's a shot usually of liquid whey they stick in your butt. Did you know that? It's really...
Sounds uncomfortable.
Right? I know.
Well, only for a minute. All right, and there's lamb's hearts they stick in your... stuff like that. Anyway, that has nothing to do with One World Whey product that I'm talking about, but it gives you an idea of how this stuff has been around for a long time, and there are so many of these whey protein powders around today. How do you know which one is the best one? Well, I will tell you, One World Whey is the best one because they have a process they use to produce One World Whey that retains all of the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in their concentrated powder. They don't cook it, they don't heat it, they don't use chemicals on it, they don't damage it in any way. It is the purest form of powder in the whey world. That's an interesting sense, isn't it? The whey world.
In the whole whey world.
The One World Whey world. One World Whey speeding up the process of helping you get healthy and replacing the need for a lot of other supplements. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and so much more, like increasing your strength and muscle size, which is cool for both men and women. Here's where you go. OneWorldWhey.com. This is a brand new product. I want you to find out about it. OneWorldWhey.com. It's W-H-E-Y, OneWorldWhey.com. Or you can call them and explore a little bit more about what this can do for you. I'm taking it, and I'm going to get some for all of you guys to take. It comes in three different flavors, vanilla, chocolate, and strawberry. I like the chocolate. That's what I'm on now. Call 888-988-3325 to get the info on One World Whey. 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWhey.com.
Dear best friend, it's me, your hostess with the mostest, and I am cordially inviting you to attend the annual Old Navy $2 tank sale. Join us now through Memorial Day to grab a whole summer's worth of $2 tank tops. And this year, we've even got $4 tees for the whole family. Soon, you'll be inviting me to your parties. It's about time. So say yes to the Old Navy $2 tank sale. Tees are $4, too. They're styles for the whole family. So now you can RSVP to everything.
Now through Memorial Day at Old Navy. Come fun, come all.
In-store only select styles only valid May 24th through May 28th.
Class, if you had over 1,000 hotels, plus hundreds of discounts on dining, shopping, entertainment, and more, what do you get?
America's Best Value Inn. When you join our free value club with instant rewards, you get a 15% room discount, upgrade, and late checkout when available. Now that adds up to comfort and a great value, doesn't it? Sign up at americasbestvalueinn.com.
With value right in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Class dismissed.
All right, let's get to medical class. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's the medical expert on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, is here for a visit. And his visit is brought to you by the folks who are helping you and so many other thousands and thousands of Americans deal with high cholesterol, high triglycerides. Ken, the more I read and experience the effects of cardiol, the more I know that the folks at Solana Health have come up with a winner here.
Doug, high cholesterol, it's a serious condition. It can lead to heart attacks and strokes. And as a cardiologist, I always seek the safest, most effective way to lower cholesterol in my patients. There's this new all-natural approach from Italy, and it might be right for many of our listeners. Cardiol's 9 natural ingredients, they work together to reduce cholesterol levels. They also help to lower the bad fats in your blood. These are known as triglycerides. Our users report excellent results in just 60 days. I like it because it's safe, FDA-registered cardiol. It's also easy to take, just one capsule a day.
All right, here's how you find cardiol. It's very easy, actually. Two ways to make it even simpler. 888-809-6424. You dial a toll-free number and order the free 30-day trial so you can see for yourself how well this works. Get your blood work done before you start on cardiol, then afterwards you'll see how this affects your cholesterol level, your triglyceride level. Or you can go online to get Dr. Ken's free trial. You go to cardiol.net/Ken. That's CARDIOL.net/Ken for the free 30-day trial of Cardiol. You just pay a small shipping and handling charge. That is it. Cardiol.net/Ken or toll free 888-809-6424 for your free 30-day trial of Cardiol. Interesting news, a lot of news actually this week, Ken, on men and prostate problems.
Exactly, Doug. The U.S. Preventative Service Task Force, remember them from last year when they advised that women age 40 should not get the mammogram? Well, they're at it again, and this is a window into governments, more involvement into medicine. It's coming. They've recommended that men of all ages no longer, Doug, be screened for prostate cancer by undergoing the test you like, the prostate-specific antigen blood test.
Not at all.
They're saying that PSA screening results in overdiagnosis of prostate cancer.
I think that's what our friend Pam Popper says.
Just wait a second. Prostate cancer, an unnecessary treatment that can leave men impotent and incontinent. But the big but here is that none of this task force is made up of any urologists or oncologists.
Perfect.
Oncologists are medical doctors who specialize in cancer.
Yeah, perfect. There's another great, there we go, another great government job. Don't bring in any experts. Why would we want to do that? It's like the health care bill. There wasn't one doctor involved at any step of the way. It was all insurance people.
But,
and
let me play the devil's advocate here. Those oncologists and urologists are the ones who make money on it, and they are likely to not say, don't stop doing it. Stop doing it because I'm going
to
keep making that
medium.
Money.
Well, you'd have to be a devil to have that point of view.
Yeah.
Devil's
he is. We know that. All right. And so in relationship to prostate cancer, apparently there's a connection between going bald and getting prostate cancer. Is that true?
American Urological Association annual meeting this week in Atlanta. We learned that a man who is bald may have a higher risk of prostate cancer. Doug, bald men who underwent biopsies of the prostate, they were more likely to have cancer than those with more hair on their head. So bald men, they should be aware that they may benefit from being screened earlier and perhaps, if necessary, from being biopsied sooner.
All right, news for lung cancer patients or those who are worried about it. If you're a heavy smoker, what's the story?
This is out of the Journal of the American Medical Association this week. It's about preventing lung cancer and new lung cancer screening guidelines from three medical groups. They recommend annual scans for those aged 55 to 74 who've had a history of smoking at least one cigarette pack daily for 30 years or two packs for 15 years.
Wow, get that done. And the device that allows pacemaker patients to undergo MRIs, it's been a problem till now, hasn't it?
The big breakthrough, you can finally now, if you have a permanent pacemaker, have an MRI. Medtronic Revo MRI SureScan is the only pacemaker now approved by the FDA that will allow a patient to undergo an MRI.
All right. And red wine drinkers, good news for you.
There was a small study showing resveratrol, this is in red wine and in grape juice, may help prevent Alzheimer's disease. Big study out of Georgetown University Medical Center to be done. We'll know in a few years whether it really is effective.
All right, there are all kinds of things coming out of the woodwork now because so many people have the problem and everybody wants to. So I heard, turmeric is good for it and resveratrol, all these things, and it couldn't hurt, so why not try it? That's the story. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is the medical expert on the Doug Steffen Good Day program here for you.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm standing in the store of a major retailer in Boston with John, the regional manager. John, how do you have time to stay focused on your customers?
Well, a detailed playbook and support from a team of pros like CentOS for fire protection.
Now, CentOS is known for uniforms, but their players in fire safety, too?
They are. CentOS provides us with complete fire testing, inspection, and repair. Extinguishers, emergency lights, sprinklers, alarms.
The safety rulebook for retail stores is pretty strict. How does CentOS compete?
Well, I used to have to call a sprinkler guy, an alarm guy, basically a different guy for everything. But now with one call, CentOS ensures we meet all regulations.
Sounds like bringing in CentOS for fire safety was a winning move. For more, let's go to the booth.
Fire protection is one of many expert services Cintas can tackle for your business. Don't call multiple companies. Call 1-800-CINTAS-6 or visit Cintas.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
After the hour now. Last night, American Idol wraps up for the 11th season. And I don't think anybody is going to be shocked to hear that Phil Phillips won over Jessica Sanchez, even though my crew here on Good Day felt that Jessica ought to win. Part of the final performance is all of the people who, I think Jennifer Lopez sang last night. There was a tribute to Robin Gibb. But I'm going to stay away from that, Richie, because I know how you don't like all of them singing together.
It was horrendous.
It was awful, yeah.
Goodness, was it bad.
Yeah, whenever they have a group sing together, it sounds like the Partridge Family.
Reba McEntire was there to sing. Rihanna was there singing. And here's Jennifer Lopez, along with Little John, and is it Wisin and Yandel? Who the heck are they?
They're rappers.
Are they?
Yeah.
Performing sort of a mashup of a couple of songs, Richie. We have a sample of that. She's sort of the ultimate performer these days, I think.
I gotta say, she is terrific.
Yeah, she's into most every performance medium, singing, dancing, television.
You know what I like about her the most?
What?
Is that she's curvy.
She is curvy.
Yeah,
she's not a stick, you know. She actually has
looks
a behind.
Looks like a woman. Yes.
Looks like a woman. She's not, you know, the skinny mooing.
Right. Yep. Okay. So, anyway, the speculation began. Now, people wondering about who's going to stay and who's going to go. We remember Paula Abdul, who has been gone, 2 years now from American Idol, right? 2 seasons?
Yes. Yes.
Jennifer Lopez has been on, too. So she was on with Wendy Williams yesterday talking about why she left in the first place.
Paula, let's cut to the chase.
You know, I've waited to cut to the chase.
I didn't want to just hit you with an assertion that got here. Look, we just met. But look, why did you leave American Idol? Was it the money?
Of course. She kept with it.
My kind of girl.
How much money did she need?
Oh, there's a lot of reasons. Yeah.
Can you take us through a few of them?
Okay, yeah, absolutely. Well, it was an amazing journey for me, and I've never kept a job 8 years. I mean, that's amazing.
Yes.
So, you know, the president is in office 2 terms. It's 8 years. It's time for me to go.
Yes.
I felt like, actually, what the year prior to me leaving, on the 7th year, when they brought in the 4th judge, Kara, it kind of took the chemistry of the three of us away. But, you know, change is good. Sometimes change doesn't work. Sometimes for me, I felt like my 8th year, it should be my last. I feel like the chemistry would never be the same.
And the money wasn't as
and
much
then
as
at the
wanted.
End, it comes down to quality of life.
Yeah.
And honor and integrity, kind of.
Quality of life.
It just was one of the things.
Give me a break. Get out of here with that. All right, so then she asks her the same question about why she left the X Factor.
Oh, man.
Everybody moved over to X Factor. You, Simon, you know, the whole kit and caboodle. And we were so happy that you guys were still together. But then you were gone. Now, were you fired or did you leave on your own?
Well, here's the truth. You know, you get signed on to a show, and the show is entitled to pick up your option. That's what it's called. Or not. Being fired is something that, like what happened to Cheryl Cole. Because she was starting to work, and then she all of a sudden wasn't there. And that was really... That was an awful experience. You know, I felt extremely, I felt for that.
Did you and Cheryl Cole get along real well?
Absolutely. She is a doll.
Because you know some of the tabloids were saying you were arguing over wearing the cutest outfits. You
because that's what girls do.
Okay, gotcha.
You know what I mean? No, yes. She's lovely. She's lovely. For me, you know what? They didn't pick up my option. I look at it as he fired me.
Yeah.
And none of you are, all of you are like, that is like, that's very sweet, but I'm sure it was a little shocking.
It was shocking to all of us. Are you kidding me? We thought you guys were, you know, like this.
All right. So what do we think? Britney Spears and Demi Lovato are going to do better, Jennifer?
I think they're good. I think people are going to tune in to watch Britney, which is what they want.
Right. And everybody's tired of Paula Abdul. Don't you think?
I like Paula, but you know what? I think a new show, a new set of judges, it's you can't recreate American
Idol there. 28 after the hour.
I believe I can do anything. So when it came to learning a new language, I knew I had to do it the way I learn. No books, no memorizing or translating. I wanted to learn the same way I learned my first language, naturally. That's why I chose Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because in 2012, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. To participate in this free nationwide event, just call 1-800-507-5898.
Si yo puedo hacerlo, usted puede hacerlo. If I can do it, you can do it.
To participate in this free nationwide event, call now for your free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-507-5898. That's 1-800-507-5898.
The thing about hemorrhoids is they don't just bother you at home. At the movies, they can make that chick flick even more painful to sit through. And in a restaurant, burning is one thing you don't want. So just carry Preparation H Totables, discreet little tubes of pain relief cream, burning relief gel, or irritation relief wipes for the big relief you count on from Preparation H, the brand doctors recommend most by name among leading brands. Preparation H Totables, the anywhere Preparation H. Use as directed. The thing about hemorrhoids is they don't just bother you at home. At the movies, they can make that chick flick even more painful to sit through. And in a restaurant, burning is one thing you don't want. So just carry Preparation H Totables, discreet little tubes of pain relief cream, burning relief gel, or irritation relief wipes for the big relief you count on from Preparation H, the brand doctors recommend most by name among leading.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standard for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
We take a lot for granted. Lights, water, even food we eat. But what if these things went away? Would you know how to protect your family in a natural or man-made disaster? Would you know how to survive? When disaster hits, power and water are gone and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be waiting in long lines for help. Don't be helpless. Learn the secrets to survival at 123survivalplan.com. Do you know the 37 crucial food items you can't live without? Many people don't have these food items. Learn what you need to hoard at 123survivalplan.com. 123survivalplan.com. Recently, over 1 million people have viewed the video at 123survivalplan.com. These survival secrets are vital. The government suggests we maintain an emergency supply of food and water. But do you know the 37 food items that will fly off grocery shelves or a simple way to treat unsafe drinking water? This information is critical. Find it now on 123survivalplan.com. Don't take your family's safety for granted. Visit 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
After the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program, Roberta Fasanelli, our queen of cheap, lots of info today on how you can save every day. There's info in there. It's cumulative. Plus all of those great coupons from her and our supermarket guru, Phil Lemperk. And he's got some news today about food allergies, what not to buy. We were talking earlier about my, I don't know if we were all involved in this conversation or not. Jennifer, you're going to refresh my memory. Got an email from somebody who was really upset with us for making fun of people who have peanut allergies. And I think what we were trying to do is make light of the fact there's so many people who seem to have so many problems. Everybody's
got a problem. Because it is so serious that sometimes you just have to laugh to release the tension.
Well, but how many people have it? And what happened to all the people that had it before? Did we have a rash of deaths because nobody knew that some folks were allergic to peanuts or other things? That's what I don't...
Where were all those people before? The peanut allergy thing. I mean,
yeah,
I never remember.
Yeah. I don't either.
It just like popped up in the 80s or late 80s or early 90s.
Right. Yeah.
Boom. So, it was just there. What changed?
Right. Exactly. So
it's all Jimmy Carter's fault. He's doing it.
Speaking of Carter, Bill Carter writes for the New York Times on television and trends. And this morning he has an analysis of the ratings on some of the cable news networks. It's pretty astounding how CNN, which was the king of the hill, the top of the heap, has gone into the cellar, like record low ratings. The most popular program on CNN, 395,000 total viewers. That's about a quarter of what they have on Fox, about half of what they have on MSNBC, and, well, let's see, there's CNN, there's Headline News, which is tracking flies at the moment, and the other two, right? Am I missing cable news? There's Fox, there's MSNBC, there's CNN, and there's Headline News. Am I missing anybody?
That's about it.
No. Okay. So you want to know what the worst program is in terms of viewership?
Yes, sir.
The worst program on CNN is the one that they pay the most money for. Want to take a shot?
Piers Morgan?
Yep.
That was my guess, yeah.
Piers Morgan has 39,000 average viewers. That's, what is that, about one-fifth of what we have in an average quarter hour in this program?
Yep.
And they pay the guy $7 million a year.
Yeah, a lot of cash.
That's not going to last long.
Oh, today, I told you the guy was no good.
He's got a contract, though, so it'll last a little bit.
They'll throw him off, and they'll put something else on there, and they'll
still have to
pay him out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why would anybody want to watch this guy? I didn't even begin to understand when there are a lot of good inquisitors who are friendly and American-sounding. And I'm not trying to sound like a jerk because I love English accent, English people. But he's an arrogant, and he comes across as an arrogant jerk.
Plus, he's going to go to jail at some point.
Yeah,
because of his involvement in the hacking stuff with Rupert Murdoch.
Now he gave lessons to somebody.
One of the reporters testified yesterday that Piers Morgan taught him, showed him how to hack phones.
How did I miss that day in journalism school? I don't understand.
Yeah. Well, anyway, it's very interesting to see how all of these the demographers, that's the right word, studying demographics, look at all these things, and the advent not only of, you know, we had all of the regular standard terrestrial television channels and networks, then you had cable, and now you've got all these other things. You can download this, and you got Hulu over here, and you got Stitcher over there, and you got all the stuff everywhere, so people can do whatever they want to do and watch whatever they want to watch. And oftentimes, these television shows don't get the credit because the ratings aren't taken. These people are out to lunch. I don't know where they are. Mm-hmm. Why aren't they taking ratings? They can rate Pandora and...
And you can only get ratings if you watch. Like, if you DVR a program, you only get ratings within the first 3 days if someone views it.
Right. And it has to be at least 5 minutes, I think, right?
Something like that, yeah.
Oh, so you're killing them.
I totally kill them because, like, I have 7 episodes of Touch. I have 27 episodes of Desperate Housewives.
How do you catch up with that?
Now,
do it.
The highest rated non-sports shows. The sports shows are generally going up and are winners. Baseball, very good this season, both radio and television, for whatever the reason.
She's been very, very good to me.
Football, very good. Same, both radio and television coverage. This is the kind of, and there are some other things that really garner great listenership. What was the last thing? It was 23, the Super Bowl, I think there were 23 million people listening to it on the radio. Wow. That kind of stuff. Dancing with the Stars had 17.5 million total viewers on the last show.
18%. And that's considered sports?
No, I'm just off of sports. But thank you for asking. Okay. I'm just looking at the overall ratings here and finding it interesting. For example, the two highest non-sports shows are Dancing with the Stars and American Idol. Mm-hmm. And they both had about the same viewership this year. 17.5 to 18 million was the average in Dancing with the Stars. And that's off about 18%. And with American Idol, about the same, a little higher, 18.5 million. And that's off about 30% from its highest. Do you remember when they got 27, 28, 29 million people watching American Idol? I mean, it's certainly nothing to sneeze at when you look at the other shows, like the ones that are in question. We were talking earlier about this show, Unstoppable, that's on CBS, had 6 million viewers average a week. That's not enough. You got to have 8 to 10 in order to stay. They like 10 to 11, and they consider it a hit. And obviously, 14 million or, you know, the more the merrier when it comes to people watching these shows on television. But they got to deliver 6 million in order to stay on the terrestrial networks. And if they go over to cable, 4 or 5 million, I think, Jennifer, is acceptable. Isn't that right? Isn't that
Absolutely.
How they measure that stuff?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so the anomaly was 24, which was the first cable show to ever really break out of the, and it wasn't really cable because it was on Fox.
Right.
But some people used to think that Fox was, they didn't consider it the fourth network, even though it really is. And many times the stuff on Fox beats the ratings on ABC, NBC, and CBS.
Mm.
So, anyway. Oh, you know what I was watching also on the plane last night? I was talking earlier, for those of you who didn't hear me talking about some of the stuff I was watching on the plane. This Person of Interest show.
That looks so cool. And
I'm telling you, that is a great...
Jim Caviezel and the guy from
grabs
Lost.
You.
Yeah,
grabs
it's good.
You.
I've seen an episode.
It just grabs you. It really grabs you. So if you're looking for something to do, I think it's on Thursday night at 9 o'clock, most of the local...
Right up against Touch.
Yeah, and I'm watching that instead of Touch, so what does that say, I wonder?
Hmm.
I think about it. I mean, I remember there's some... What do they call it? Appointment television?
Yes.
24 was the first one that ever schooled me in that, other than watching The Tonight Show when I was in college. I think I really never got into a show and made an appointment television the way, unless it was the old Howdy Doody. Why does that tickle me so much?
Love that marionette.
Oh, my God. And Charlotte, you know what? Jennifer, I never told you this, but I'm going to tell you the truth. Charlotte ate Howdy Doody.
No!
Charlotte.
Doug!
Ate Howdy. I was
that
so
cost
upset.
Me a lot of money.
I know.
What do you mean she ate Howdy Doody?
It's taken me a year to tell
no!
you.
No!
I'm sorry.
She ate
really
him
upset
a year
me.
Ago?
Tony went to all the trouble of Tony with one arm, by the way. Went to all the trouble of, because all of the, here's the story. Jennifer,
I can't believe you're admitting this to me now.
Oh, my God. For a while, so I figured you'd forgive Charlotte.
Backstory here. Jennifer was so pleased.
Oh, this is wonderful. I was
that
pleased.
She was able to find a Howdy Doody puppet.
A marionette, yeah.
A marionette,
yeah.
One of the original ones.
Like a real
on
one.
eBay to
right.
send to Doug for Christmas.
Yep. And so, and then Tony, when she
like
had
5 years ago.
Amputated. No, it wasn't that long ago.
Mm-mm.
It was 2 years ago. Because I gave it to Tony when she saw it. She thought it was great, too, but she said all of the lines are tangled up. And so she straightened them out with her one arm. She straightened them all out. And then she left it on the couch here at the house. Somehow. Charlotte doesn't rip stuff apart.
Yes, she does.
No,
I see
she
her
rips,
with boxes.
Yeah,
she's
but
violent.
She doesn't go out of her way. She with the boxes and stuff, I mean, Heather's seen what she does to a box, and Jennifer's seen what she's done. I think Richie, most everybody has seen what she does to a box. But she wouldn't go after something like this unless there was some kind of a sniff to it. There was some kind of a smell to it, and she had to get at it, wherever it was.
I smell puppet.
So she...
puppet.
I smell red hair and freckles.
Yeah, she did a... No, and I did never have the courage to admit that to you.
This is why I never buy Doug any presents, Jennifer, is because
didn't
I know that dog will just
chicken?
Eat them.
No, Charlotte doesn't do that stuff.
She didn't eat the chicken, though? Didn't she eat the red chicken, the big red chicken? Maybe she doesn't like red.
What big red chicken?
The one at the farm.
The big red chicken from the farm.
Oh, no, no. Oh, no.
Oh, no, you killed it with your car.
I ran over it with the car. Yeah, no, I didn't.
Good team.
Now, did you pull it out of her poop, at least, after she ate it?
What, Howdy Doody?
Yeah, to try to put it back together again.
Well, I think she...
saved my feelings and our relationship.
No, I think that it was digested, and that was pretty much the end of it. So, anyway.
I can't believe you didn't tell me for a year.
Well, I didn't want to hurt your feelings.
You want to get him back, Jennifer?
Telling you today.
Have your cat eat the next check that Doug sends you.
Right.
That'll get him.
Poor kitty's going to be hungry. Sorry, buddy.
I deserve that. 16 before. 16 before the hour on Good Day.
Love it.
It's Macy's Memorial Day Furniture Sale. Take an extra 10% off all furniture purchases. Like the Elliott Microfiber Sofa, only $699. Or the Ricardo Leather 3-Piece Power Reclining Sectional, $3,999. Our Tahoe 3-Piece Queen Bedroom Set with 3-Drawer Chest, only $1,199. And the Grove Hill 7-Piece Outdoor Dining Set, just $1,499. Save on all furniture now at Macy's Memorial Day Sale. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
I crossed many rivers and highways, over mountains, shore to shore. Yeah, I carry the nation on my back, and if they ask me, I'll carry more. The future rides on American freight rail. Every hour of every day, working to build a dream. Behind the scenes and scenery, I know how much it means. The future rides on American freight rail.
Freight rail honors our veterans this Memorial Day and every day. Nearly one of every four freight rail jobs is held by a veteran, and we'll hire thousands more vets this year. Find your railroad career at aar.org/jobs.
Eat this, don't eat that. Cut carbs, cut fat. What's an eater to do? I'm Risa Jill Miller.
Every day, consumers are bombarded by conflicting and contradictory information about nutrition. And by far the biggest source of confusion is fats. Monica Reinagel, author, licensed nutritionist, and professionally trained chef, wants to set the record straight about fats.
One of the biggest myths is that low-fat diets are better for weight loss and heart health. All too often, people on low-fat diets end up eating more sugar and refined carbohydrates, which are even worse for both your waistline and your heart. I recommend a diet with a moderate amount of fat and a healthy balance of monounsaturated, polyunsaturated, and saturated fats.
The only fats you need to completely avoid, says Reinagel, are trans fats. Fortunately, many food manufacturers are replacing shortening and other hydrogenated oils with a healthier blend of unsaturated and saturated vegetable oils, such as palm oil. For more, visit AmericanPalmOilCouncil.com.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
Desla has a teenage son that keeps bugging her about getting a smartphone, so I called her.
Hi.
Hey, Desla, it's Earl from the Walmart commercials. How are you?
I'm good.
Did you know the Walmart has a wireless center with the latest phones and some of the best plans?
At Walmart?
Yeah.
I've never gone into the cell phone section.
Oh, my goodness. Walmart has the HTC One X and a Samsung Galaxy Proclaim.
That phone is kind of cool.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm going to have to check that out.
There you have it. Now see for yourself. Get the HTC One X from AT&T or the Samsung Galaxy Proclaim with Straight Talk for just further time.
Yeah, 13 before the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program, the morning mugshot without the pictures. Or you can check out the pictures at DougSteffen.com. Somebody just sent me an email and accused me of rambling.
No.
The focus on television.
I didn't know I hit send on that.
I was
sorry.
I think somebody listening in Framingham probably. As we all know, Framingham is the center of the universe, my hometown. I'm not there today. I'm in my second hometown of Santa Monica. And so I'm looking at the news from Framingham. We had the president's uncle. The last big story in Framingham was the president's uncle ramming a police cruiser. And now it seems yesterday a young 10-year-old named Chris, who is autistic, went into a special needs classroom at the same school where my former wife Tony taught in downtown Framingham. He had a wiggly loose tooth. After lunch, this youngster is, 10-year-old, be a fourth grader, right?
Right.
Sent his mom an email saying that his loose tooth was very distracting since Chris kept putting his hands in his mouth. Chris's mom read part of that email to a television program. After the nurse checked him out, they pulled his tooth. And the note said, you'll be receiving his tooth this afternoon when he arrives home. If you're bothered by us pulling the tooth, please let me know. I apologize for this in advance.
What are you going to do, put it back in?
Right.
The mother not only was bothered, she was enraged. She said, I was so upset, I was so worried. It was obviously someone who wasn't medically trained who pulled out my child's tooth.
Good Lord.
Please.
Oh, please.
It's a tooth.
They lose them left
fell
and
out
right.
In a turkey sandwich.
Well, apparently the nurse pulled out the wrong tooth.
No, well, it had to be. Yeah,
the loose tooth is still in his mouth. She pulled out a good one.
No.
Wow.
Yes.
That would be true.
It wouldn't have come out if it didn't.
It takes a lot to pull out a good tooth.
Richie, I'll send you the story.
I heard the story. The tooth must have needed to come out.
Superintendent is investigating.
Investigating.
Right. I just see this.
Please.
Anyway, that's what happens.
That made national news.
I know.
I had somebody from Ohio.
Really?
Text me last night about it. Yes.
Yeah. All right. What else are people texting you? Let's get a quick review of what's going on Facebook.
We can't talk about that.
We can't? All right, what is
what
going
people
on
are texting Heather?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You don't want to know about that. But on Facebook, however.
Yeah.
On Facebook, however, I have here some really great news that as far as if there was money in someone's account, they wouldn't spend it. How's that?
All right, so somebody's following. That's good. Yeah, got it.
A healthy heart starts with Extendivite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm here at my favorite car rental in sunny Miami. With me is the manager, Beth. I see your team has a new look for this season.
Yeah, they just got uniforms, and my female employees are especially excited about the great styles. This flat out wasn't an option when men's uniforms were the only choice.
Well, it seems these young ladies are really hustling out here. What made the change for you?
Yeah, well, our playbook hinged on one big detail. Women's workwear by CentOS. These clothes are designed by women for women. When they look good, they're happier, and our guests notice.
Well, judging by their extra effort, this team is going to the next level with CentOS uniforms. Let's go up to the booth for more.
Finally, a line of women's workwear they want to wear. This is one of many expert services CentOS can tackle for your business. Don't settle for less. Call CentOS at 1-800-CINTAS-6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
That there were more than 24 hours in the day. Even if there were 40 more, I wouldn't sleep a minute away. There's blackjack and poker and the roulette wheel. A fortune won and lost on every deal. All you need is a strong heart and a new steel.
Viva Las Vegas!
Viva!
From the movie of the same name, number one at the box office and at Billboard's number one hit box as well during this week in 1964, Chucker. There's nothing about this that sounds old, is there?
This is great.
It sounds old, but it's still great.
Yeah, it's great stuff. Crank it up.
On the run, I'm gonna have me some fun. If it cost me my very last dime, if I wind up broke, well, I'll always remember that I had a swing in time. I'm gonna give it everything I've got. Lady luck, please let the dice stay hot. Let me show the seven with every sharp side.
Viva Las Vegas!
You can't tell Elvis from me on this, right?
Totally. You're sliding right in.
All right.
Viva Las Vegas!
Woo! Get that man an outfit. Some star glasses. Yeah.
The one where the sleeves tie in the back.
All right, Doug, what are we, about 30 seconds left?
Actually, you got a lot of time left, Chuck.
You know, I just wanted to say, you know, last month at my local community theater, we did a revival of West Side Story from 1961, and I told the audience that the lead actor in the movie, the lead part of Tony, originally was offered to Elvis Presley, but his agent turned it down. I didn't know that, and I thought that was an interesting bit of trivia to that film. Huh.
Yeah, because that would require real acting in that movie. And Elvis knew it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if he could have pulled it off.
Elvis is Elvis, and there's nobody ever going to take that away from him.
Nope.
God love him. Sure. All right, he's responsible for lots of pleasure for lots and lots and lots of people over lots of years. Meanwhile, it's time for Chuck Curry to give us some movie news. We'll get to that right after we have today's contest. This is one of those movies we sort of we were into this a couple of days ago. And so we're doing, because these movies all came out at this time of year, So there were four of them, I believe. Four. Well, I'm pretty sure it's four. You got to get the right name, though. This was the number one movie during this week in 1989. And remember, there have been at least four of them. I think it was four. So what's the name of this movie? 800-510-8255. So much fun. Here's the first clip.
We do not follow maps to bury treasure, and X never, ever marks the spot.
Oh, come on.
I always love that line. Play that again, Richie.
We do not follow maps to bury treasure, and X never, ever marks the spot.
All right. Everybody's got it. Well, you know the character.
One.
You know. Yeah, but you know.
Even
do you know
I
the
know
right,
that one.
Do you know the title? The full title?
I'm not sure which one.
Yeah, exactly.
I think I know. Yeah. It's 800-510.
Yeah, right. Goodbye.
Stop.
Okay.
Am I right?
No.
No?
Oh. No, not even close. All right, next clip.
And Doug, just for the record, there have been three. You say four, but I make the...
I know, you don't like the last one. I like the last one. Okay, next clip, Richie.
It's disgraceful. You're old enough to be her grandfather.
I'm as human as the next man.
I was the next man.
All right, that helps.
Another great line. I think this may be the best of the four.
I came here to save you. Oh, yeah? And who's going to come to save you, Junior?
Junior?
I told you.
God, what a great
Don't
movie.
Call me Junior.
Just a great, 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 great movie.
I'll give you another quick trivia question if somebody knows the answer. His father calls him Junior, but what was his real name?
What was Indiana Jones? Oops, wait a minute. And his real name? Well, but you got to give me the name of the right movie. What was his first name?
That's a great question.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. While you're doing your movie news, I'll figure it out. Go ahead, Jugger.
Okay, Doug, in one of the stupidest moves I've seen by a Hollywood studio in quite some time, Paramount Pictures announced yesterday that it is postponing its release date to G.I. Joe Retaliation, which is supposed to hit theaters this June 29th, to next March 29th, 2013. Why? They say to convert the film into 3D to make more money overseas.
Yeah.
The film stars Bruce Willis, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, and Channing Tatum, and it's already had a lot of marketing, including a Super Bowl commercial. I don't really get this. The only thing I could think, this is Avengers Syndrome, where the Avengers have just swallowed up almost everything at the box office, and it's going to be released a month prior to with The Dark Knight Rises.
All right. For a long